Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Bottom Billion, Why the Poorest Countries Are Failing and What Can Be Done About It, Paul Collier, an esteemed economist and professor, embarks on a profound journey into the heart of global poverty. Targeting a stark yet often overlooked segment of the world's population, Collier sheds light on the predicament of the bottom billion, the approximate number of people living in countries that are not only experiencing poverty, but are actually stagnating or regressing in terms of economic growth. Instead of broad-brushing the issues with general global poverty insights, Collier delves deep into the specific challenges and traps that hold these countries in a cycle of destitution. Utilizing a blend of meticulous research, empirical data, and policy analysis, the book offers a compelling narrative that is both enlightening and profoundly troubling. Collier's work is a clarion call to the international community, urging for a revised approach to global aid, economic policy, and international relations to avert a deepening crisis. This introduction aims to encapsulate the essence and urgency of Collier's analysis and the critical conversations it sparks about inequality, development, and humanity's shared responsibility for the planet's most vulnerable populations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the conflict trap. One of Paul Collier's key concepts in The Bottom Billion is the conflict trap. Countries caught in the conflict trap are those where civil wars and political instability become a recurrent theme, severely impairing their chances of economic development. Collier elucidates how countries in such turmoil find it almost impossible to break free, as conflict destroys infrastructure, detours foreign investment, and saps human resources. The devastating effect of conflict extends beyond the immediate physical damage. It also creates a culture of fear and corruption that stymies growth and progress. Collier suggests that international interventions have often been misguided or insufficiently robust, emphasizing the need for more effective international policies that prevent conflicts and support post-conflict recovery. Examining case studies from across the globe, he argues that a combination of preventative diplomacy, targeted military interventions, and post-conflict strategies could spell the difference between endless suffering and sustainable peace. Secondly, the natural resource trap. The natural resource trap is another significant hurdle for the bottom billion. Unlike conventional wisdom that views abundant natural resources as a boon, Collier explains how they can be a curse for poor countries, leading to what is often called the resource curse. Rich reserves of diamonds, oil, or minerals can result in economic distortions, conflict, and corruption, rather than prosperity and development. Collier's analysis reveals how resource wealth leads to a decline in competitiveness of other economic sectors, known as Dutch disease, making economies dangerously dependent on the fluctuating prices of commodities. Moreover, the promise of resource wealth invites corruption, as political leaders plunder the wealth without building a sustainable economy. Collier advocates for international laws and transparency norms to manage natural resources effectively and ensure that the revenues generated benefit the entire population, not just the elites. Thirdly, the trap of being landlocked. Collier points out that geographic disadvantages, specifically being landlocked with poor neighbors, significantly hinder a country's potential for economic development. Being landlocked limits access to international markets, increasing transportation costs, and reducing the competitiveness of exports. When these countries are surrounded by poor neighbors, the situation worsens, as there is little regional trade to take advantage of. Collier suggests infrastructural development and regional policies as key remedies. By investing in transportation infrastructure and reducing trade barriers within regions, landlocked countries can overcome their geographic handicaps. Collier also emphasizes the role of international aid in supporting such infrastructural projects and fostering regional cooperation. Fourthly, the trap of bad governance. Bad governance is identified by Collier as a critical trap ensnaring the bottom billion. Corruption, lack of accountability, and failure to establish rule of law are hallmarks of bad governance that prevent poor countries from prospering. Such environments discourage investments and hinder the delivery of basic services to the population. Collier argues that improving governance requires both internal reforms and external pressures. Internally, he champions the enhancement of public sector management and the establishment of robust democratic institutions. Externally, Collier proposes that international aid should be conditional on improvements in governance, advocating for a carrot-and-stick approach to encourage reforms. Furthermore, the international community should provide technical assistance to build the capacity of these countries to govern effectively. Lastly, the challenge of lack of human capital. The issue of insufficient human capital is a crucial obstacle discussed by Collier, as it traps countries in a cycle of underdevelopment. Lack of education and poor healthcare hinder the productivity of the workforce, making it difficult for countries to escape poverty. Collier emphasizes the need for investment in education and health as a foundation for developing human capital. He argues that investing in people is not only morally right, but also economically smart, as it leads to higher productivity and better opportunities for innovation and growth. Collier also highlights the role of the international community in supporting these investments, suggesting targeted aid programs to build schools, train teachers, and improve healthcare systems in the poorest countries. In conclusion, Paul Collier's The Bottom Billion is a seminal work that not only illuminates the complex web of factors trapping countries in poverty, but also offers a beacon of hope through actionable solutions. It is essential reading for policymakers, economists, and anyone interested in the challenges of global development. Collier's insights into the traps of conflict, natural resources, geography, governance, and human capital, coupled with his pragmatic approaches to overcoming these obstacles, provide a roadmap for lifting the world's most vulnerable populations out of poverty. The book underscores the interconnectedness of our global community and the importance of collective action in addressing systemic inequities. By fostering a deeper understanding of the nuanced challenges faced by the bottom billion, Collier empowers us to advocate for policies and initiatives that can make a significant difference in the world. Ultimately, The Bottom Billion is not just a call to action, it is a guide to creating a more inclusive and prosperous global society. If you would like to support Paul Collier, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.